Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Welcome to issue 143 of Top Stories, covering episode 166 of The Bugle. I am Andy Zaltzman. Remember when Colonel Muammar Gaddafi was alive? Well, in August 2011, it was pretty easy to do that, as, well, he was still alive, just. This is Bugle 166, with John Oliver in an episode of The Bugle entitled Gaddafi's Last Bugle.
Top story this week, Gaddafi's last stand. And Gaddafi is dead, Andy. He's dead, isn't he? He must be dead. We're all celebrating, he must be dead.
Right, yeah. I'm not sure he's... I mean, he's dead inside, John, but I mean that's been the case for a long time.
Yeah, it's just been... Gaddafi's dead inside. We killed him. killed something deep inside him. The hope for the future. We killed him.
Yeah, there's been a $1 million bounty put on Gaddafi's head, dead or alive, preferably for the sake of legal convenience. I imagine NATO is preferring A, dead, rather than B, alive. But please, buglers, if you do find Gaddafi, do not be tempted to keep him. He has a limited resale value, and if he is on eBay, if you find Gaddafi and put him on eBay, we cannot be held responsible for me bidding for him. But, that'd be a nice thing to have in your house.
A Gaddafi?
Yeah.
Just ornamental Gaddafi.
The best kind of Gaddafi.
Mm-hmm. Or you could kind of embed him in your front door and use him as a doorbell.
Yeah, that'd be good. What, just like... punch him on the nose.
Well, just poke him. Squeak. Poke him in the eye. Ah! Yeah, ah!
That's
ah!
The door.
What kind of time is this?
Does he eat or not, Gaddafi?
I don't think so.
He doesn't look like the kind of guy. I mean, he's such a monster, isn't he? Probably. He doesn't really eat, just osmosis.
He's been up to his old tricks, Andy. During a broadcast on a local TV station, he pledged martyrdom or victory.
What a game show. That is what television needs. Too much of these little lame-ass quiz shows.
Yeah.
Talent shows. Let's have something with something real on the line. Let's see how much people really want to be celebrities. And martyrdom is pretty much your grade A way to celebrity.
It's a win-win.
It worked for Jesus, didn't it?
Yeah, that's why it's a feel-good game show that you're suggesting.
Arguably, Jesus' whole public profile was based on him being a good martyr rather than a good magician and raconteur, which is what he'd previously done.
Magician and raconteur,
yeah,
Andy?
Yeah, that's basically without the spin and the PR.
So speaks... Just a murderer.
Strip away the layers, John.
But he was also claiming on a local TV station this week that he was still in the capital, Tripoli. He said, "I've been out a bit in Tripoli discreetly without being seen by people, and I did not feel that Tripoli was in danger." Every part of that sentence is untrue, Andy. Every single part. "I've been out a bit in Tripoli discreetly." No. "Without being seen by people." Incorrect. "I did not feel Tripoli was in danger." If that's true, he's mad.
Or he hasn't been watching the news.
Yeah.
And he should probably, I guess in his line of work, he needs to keep abreast of the news. You know, because, I mean, people clearly seem quite angry with his leadership. And if he's just blanking out the fact that his own compound is being razed to the ground, he needs to get on top of that.
But is it not possible as well, as a man in his position, that he might be able to walk around the streets of Tripoli right now? Because no one would believe he had the barefaced balls to walk about. You just think, oh, that man looks an amazing amount like Colonel Gaddafi. Yeah. Obviously,
it
can't
be. Colonel Gaddafi impersonator.
Yeah. A good one. There he is, shopping for bread.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem concerned by anything.
No, we love bread, Gaddafi.
Yeah, he did.
He was all about the bread.
Oh.
Two baguettes every morning. He couldn't function without two baguettes.
Oh, that's a lot of... That's a lot of bread, Andy. It would slow him down.
Well, no, and that's, I think, why he gradually lost his grip on power, due to a bad diet. But they found some amazing things. As always, there is absolutely one thing that a despot will give you, and it's arguably worth enduring the four decades of pain and persecution to get there. But you know, when a despot is overthrown, you are going to find some crazy shit in his house. And amongst various bits of crazy shit, perhaps the craziest that has been found so far in the Gaddafi compound is a photo album stocked to the brim with pictures of Condoleezza Rice.
Crazy, Andy. Crazy.
Crazy in a Patsy Cline kind of way. But apparently, he said some amazing things. I mean, we've all been there, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Let he who does not have a secret stash of Condoleezza Rice photos cast the first stone.
I have a sequence of Condoleezza Rice photos tattooed on my stomach.
Well, yeah. But some of that was more to get your green card than anything else, wasn't it?
I said I'd do whatever it took, Andy. I didn't leave anything on the field.
Yeah, I mean, she looks great on a moped, to be fair.
Yeah, well, I didn't say how I was going to picture her. I just said she was going to be on there.
Yeah. And that car wash one. Wow. Anyway. But he said some amazing things about Condoleezza Rice in the past. In 2007, speaking to Al Jazeera, he was going on about his fondness for Condoleezza Rice. And he says, "I support my darling black African woman." Now, as chat-up lines go, John, I don't know how effective that was going to be with Condoleezza. But she's not really renowned for putting out, is she?
No. If anything...
Over the years.
If anything, the opposite, Andy. She's waiting for Mr. Right to come along. Mr. Extreme Right. Boom!
Oh!
Boom! I still got it, Andy.
Still got it. Even on this side of the Atlantic.
Hold on. I never had it, but I now found it. I've got it.
Rice apparently responded to the "I support my darling black African woman" chat-up line by saying, "I'm a former professor of political science from Stanford University, a graduate of the Universities of Denver and Notre Dame and the Joseph Korbel Institute of International Studies." Gaddafi replied, "Oh, yeah." Rice: "Look, I have a distinguished career in top-level politics. I think I need more respect than this." Gaddafi: "Bring it to me, baby." Rice: "I'm also a highly accomplished pianist to almost professional level." Gaddafi: "Is this supposed to be putting me off?" "Roll me home, sugar chunk." Rice: "I don't really go for despots. Just not, you know, just not my kind of guy." Gaddafi: "Don't knock it till you've tried it, sweet cheeks." Rice: "I just don't really want to get tied down in a relationship right now at this stage of my life. It's just not the right thing for me." Gaddafi: "Relationship? It was more the tying down I was thinking about."
Oh.
Hootie and the honey hips. Rice: "Look, I'm really, really busy with stuff." Gaddafi: "Only you can make this world seem right. Only you." So it never quite came off, but, you know, give it time. It's a slow burner, isn't it?
I'm checking updates, Andy, on whether he's still alive or dead. Still alive at the moment. I mean, this is a minute-by-minute issue now. The Red Cross have just released a statement urging all sides to respect the rules of war. Good luck with that.
Good luck with that.
Well done, Red Cross. Is that? I hope that's not the main plan of the Red Cross, Andy.
Yeah.
It's the equivalent of standing between two men as a drunk lady and screaming, "Leave him, Darren, he's not worth it."
"I want a good, clean fight." "Right, touch gloves." Away we go. But, yeah, I mean, what... Is that the technical rules of war or the unwritten rules of war?
I don't know. Again, they need to be more specific, or yep. Sun Tzu's art of war. Yeah. Maybe it's Urgell tries to respect the art of war.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's a kind of weird war to watch on the telly. That's people just wearing T-shirts and shorts firing massive machine guns.
Yeah, into the air.
Yeah, well, it's grouse shooting season in Libya.
Right.
It's a bit earlier than it is here.
Mm-hmm.
So that's understandable. They found some other things, John. Italy's Corriere della Sera newspaper reported that they found a unique electric car from the Milanese car manufacturer Castagna, whose brief from Gaddafi was to create an electric car with a cream interior and a green shell in the shape of a Fiat 500. What kind of half-arsed dictator are you, Gaddafi?
That's sad.
An electric Fiat 500.
That's sad.
Have some balls, man.
Oh.
You can have a tank. I mean, you probably already got a tank, but you cannot. As a dictator, you cannot drive a Fiat 500.
Yeah.
That could be where his whole regime started crumbling.
Yeah, that's taken the thrill of the chase out of this for me, to be honest.
Well, that was the top story from August 2011. Thank you for listening. Now do pop over to The Mothership and listen to the top story plus everything else that's going on in the world right now at thebuglepodcast.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.